The electric automaker Rivian earned a lot of good press, consumer curiosity, and even a few jaw drops this week as its pickup and SUV were finally revealed at the LA Auto Show. Will those translate into sales? GLT's Ryan Denham wandered around the LA Auto Show asking EV industry experts what they think of Rivian's vehicles and its chances.
That's the $69,000 question for the Bloomington Normal Economy, which hopes the EV startup will deliver the hundreds of jobs it promised in exchange for the tax breaks it received to buy the former Mitsubishi plant.
Generally speaking, people are really excited. They're getting a lot of good press.
That's Chelsea Sexton, a well-known EV industry watcher based in LA.
To the extent that there are any concerns, obviously price is going to be one of them.
The SUV starts at $72,000, the pickup at $69,000. But it's the more expensive versions with bigger battery packs that'll be produced first in 2020. Those prices are not yet announced, but speculation is it could near $90,000. Rivian founder and CEO RJ Scaringe said previously that the high level of connectivity and features necessitate such a price tag. There are cheaper EVs on the market. The Chevy Bolt EV starts at $37,000, the Nissan Leaf at $29,000, but they don't have the same functionality as Rivian's vehicles. Scaringe says Rivian wants to be aspirational. Rivian's extensive media coverage was spattered with comparisons to Tesla, the most prominent EV company in the U.S. and the first to mainstream the technology. Golly Russell is a retail investor in Tesla and self-described finance nerd. He runs his own YouTube channel, Hyperchange. The New Yorker arrived Monday at the LA Auto Show.
I feel like I'm always a little bit skeptical of new electric vehicle startups because we've seen so many come and go, but Rivian seems to be taking it a lot more seriously than other companies, and just from looking at their car, the specs are super impressive and the design is really impressive. Like, it's the first electric vehicle besides a Tesla that, like, I personally am getting excited about. Like, man, this is something I might want to own or buy. So I think there's something there.
Rivian's vehicle specs also impressed Sean Mitchell, a Tesla owner who runs the Tesla Club in Denver. He follows the EV industry closely on his own YouTube channel.
All right, some really super exciting stuff coming out of Detroit this morning from a new electric vehicle car.
Mitchell tells GLT that Rivian would be the first EV maker to achieve over 400 miles on a single charge. He says by the time Rivian hits the market in 2020, though, other companies could catch up.
Specifically Tesla, I would not be surprised if we start seeing some vehicles that are 400 plus miles, but I think that's really, really noteworthy.
Rivian's launch with a pickup and SUV takes advantage of a larger shift in the U.S. auto industry, away from smaller sedans. Two-thirds of all U.S. auto sales are now trucks and SUVs, but there is no all-electric pickup currently on the market. Here's Chelsea Sexton.
And certainly larger trucks and crossovers and SUVs are a space that sort of the EV-wanting public has been clamoring for a while.
Golly Russell says his number one concern about Rivian is if Tesla follows through on its own plans to release an EV pickup, going head-to-head with a brand so closely tied to EV culture. He says that could be announced even before Rivian's hit the streets. But Russell also says there might be room for everyone. A survey released earlier this year by AAA showed that 20% of Americans will likely go electric for their next vehicle purchase. That's up from just 15% in 2017.
And so even if Tesla expands their capacity and all these other startups expand their capacity, like, we're still not really meeting the pent-up demand for electric vehicles. So I think companies like Rivian have sort of a lot of opportunity and, like, justification to make that investment because there is a huge pent-up demand and we need to scale production to, you know, millions of cars per year. And even Tesla is only at like 300,000 cars per year now.
Rivian didn't release the number of pre-orders with a $1,000 deposit it received Monday and Tuesday as the R1T pickup and R1S SUV opened for business. Here's RJ Scaringe.
We're seeing a lot of excitement. I think what we're seeing is all the things we've been researching and, of course, feeling in our hearts ourselves about the excitement around a vehicle that can get dirty, go off-road, be very comfortable on-road, still great performance, and at the same time doing all that very efficient. We're seeing customers actually respond to. So we've had incredible reaction, and it's been a lot of fun talking to customers over the last 2 days, having been so quiet for so long about what we're doing.
A customer, speaking of customers, how are pre-orders going?
A lot of excitement, a lot of interest. A remarkable number of people came in and through the process yesterday, so we're excited to see that. And those first customers are great for building relationships with and understanding really how they think about the product and using them as a feedback loop as well.
A few days of good press won't guarantee success. EV startups are known for fizzling. Even Tesla has struggled to stay capitalized and with its supply chain. Tesla founder Elon Musk recently disclosed that difficulties ramping up production of his third vehicle, called the Model 3, nearly put the company out of business. Sean Mitchell says it's possible Rivian, too, might encounter production problems later in the process, perhaps after 2022, when it's promised to launch additional vehicles. Mitchell says Rivian appears to have an extensive lineup of auto industry veterans on its engineering and manufacturing teams. Rivian also plans to use the same underlying base technology, what it calls a skateboard, on all of its vehicles.
Hopefully, Rivian has pulled from some very tenured leadership in the automotive space coming from Detroit, so they'll save themselves from some of that frustration. But that to me, I think, will be really interesting to see, knowing how much Tesla has struggled with production of their vehicles.
Even after production, Sexton says the work isn't over. She says startups have struggled to build dealership and service networks to sell and repair the vehicles. Established automakers like Ford, GM already have those.
Engineering a good EV is not that hard, or at least it's not unheard of. Building it is certainly, producing cars, producing trucks is a challenge, and even Tesla's learning that now. It remains to be seen whether or not they'll have that challenge. Yes, they have a plant, but having a plant and knowing what to do with it and all that, two very different things. But where a lot of the struggles have really happened, if you look at Fisker and some of the others, are in the dealer network, in the servicing. You end up seeing partnerships with like a Jiffy Lube or Firestone to service these EVs. And so none of them have made that sort of thing work well yet. And my observation is that almost every single startup, without fail, underestimates the degree of challenge that those things are and the amount of time it takes.
Scringe acknowledged that issue during a recent media visit to his design and engineering hub outside Detroit. Rivian plans to have service agents, he says, waiting for the first vehicle to get into a fender bender or get a broken window from a surfboard being loaded in. Scringe says, quote, that system will be built and that will carry some upfront costs. Part of that, Rivian's establishing some partnerships to support that ramp up of service infrastructure, but he declined to detail those partnerships. Rivian did receive a shout-out this week from a surprising source, Bollinger Motors. That's another young EV company also planning to produce a pickup truck. On Twitter, Bollinger says, great job today, Rivian. Reporting from Los Angeles, I'm Ryan Denham.
More reaction and analysis of Rivian's prospects come your way tomorrow and Friday on GLT's Sound Ideas. You can follow Ryan Denham's reporting from LA at wglt.org/Rivian.